Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is, if I get it right, Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Nice. Now, what do you want to talk about this week?
Well, films of the 70s.
You know, it's funny. I've been getting emails and tweets from people saying, you know, as much as they love the new format of the Amazing Colossal Obsessions, they miss us recommending movies.
Oh, yes.
Some guy tweeted me and says, I was counting on you guys. I was relying on you guys for my movie picks. And it led me to find this wonderful website. I mentioned on the episode that we did with Steve Weber that I've been obsessing about 70s movies.
Yes.
Because there's this great store in Midtown Manhattan that I've talked about where you can buy 70s movies for $2, $5. And there's a website that I found by this guy, Peter Hansen. It's a blog. You guys have to find this. It's called Every 70s Movie. This guy took,
yes.
I was just showing you the printout. This guy took basically every movie that came out in the 70s. I can't find any that he left off the list. A to Z, and he does extensive write-ups and reviews of every movie. And I've been showing Gilbert the list. It's an incredible blog where you will really lose yourself.
Now, a lot of movies came out. Well, obviously Jaws, one of the biggest movies ever. And Deliverance, and Death Wish. But the movie that really hits me here is The Devil's Reign.
Oh, my God. That's the one you pulled off the list?
Yes. Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, wow.
And I think William Shatner is the sheriff. And
a young John Travolta?
Yes.
Oh,
John Travolta.
Wow. I've never seen it.
You can't see him, and he's wearing a devil mask. There's a thousand people wearing devil masks, and because it's a big cult run by Ernest Borgnine.
Of course.
And
who better to run a cult than Ernest Borgnine?
And
maybe Joe Flynn.
John Travolta's big line in it, when you don't see him, but he goes, "Blasphemer." And it's like when Saturday Night Fever came out,
mm-hmm.
and it was the biggest movie in all the theaters, they would advertise The Devil's Reign starring John Travolta.
Oh, that's funny. And it was like a bit part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's there for that word.
I have never seen The Devil's Reign. What is the rest of the plot? Ernest Borgnine is a cult leader.
Well, there is kind of a reign that happens.
There's an actual rain.
Yeah, because it starts melting away the monsters.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen it for... It's worth seeing.
Okay, The Devil's Rain.
In that kind of way that these movies are worth seeing.
Did you get the whole cast on this? Okay, Paul is chiming in with the rest of the cast on this. Eddie Albert, okay, from Green Acres.
Oh, excellent.
Ida Lupino.
Keenan Wynn.
Keenan Wynn, who would have been 100 this year, by the way.
Wow.
Tom Skerritt from Alien.
And another couple of others, I don't know.
Shatner.
Then this is definitely worth seeing.
It's practically an all-star cast. So I just showed you a list from the 70s from this wonderful blog of about 600 movies, and you picked The Devil's Reign.
Yes, and Dirty Harry came out in the 70s.
Right. Oh, so many things.
Oh, wait. Mr. Black and Mr. Hyde.
I don't even know that movie.
Yeah. Oh, Dog Day Afternoon.
Great
70s.
Sure. You can go through this list and get lost. We were talking about The Blackbird, the George Segal Maltese Falcon knockoff.
Oh, yes. Oh, and Don't Look Now with Donald Sutherland.
It's a great movie.
And what's her name?
Julie Christie.
Yeah. And that, allegedly, by a movie legend... They were actually having sex.
That's the movie legend.
Yeah,
it's the all-time. Yeah. It's the all-time sex
that
scene.
They were actually having sex during the sex.
I love that I handed you a list of just brilliant films, award-winning films.
I said
pick any, and he picked The Devil's Reign. But this blog, we don't know this gentleman, Peter Hansen, will reach out to him because this is really a labor of love. It's called The Best, the Worst, the Weirdest, and Every Far Out Thing in Between, a new review every day since October 2010, and you will get lost here. It's just a fascinating blog. Which leads me to a 70s movie, as Gilbert's scrolling through the list looking for other things he wants. Did you want to talk about Billy Jack?
Oh, Billy Jack is just one of those movies that, I mean, I never sat through.
I never even saw it. I saw the SNL parody with Paul Simon.
Yeah. And it's just one of those movies that now, if you watch it, back then, I guess 90% of the audience was stoned and really enjoy. And it's a horrible, horrible film.
Tom Laughlin.
Yes.
The late Tom Laughlin. I never saw it. Well, I'm sure we'll get mail about it. What else are you pulling off that list?
There's Duck, You Sucker.
Duck, You Sucker. That's a Leone movie.
Yes, Rod Steiger is in Duck, You Sucker.
That's right. That one I've never seen either.
And
shame on me.
I heard that Eli Wallach was promised Duck, You Sucker.
Is that true?
Yes, yes. And at the last minute, they gave it to Rod Steiger.
I have no idea.
Oh, and Eat My Dust.
Eat My Dust.
With what's his Opie.
Right, that was a Roger Corman production. We talked about that with Roger. It's just you'll get lost, you'll spend hours. It's like Trailers from Hell, the Joe Dante website
that
we plugged on here, where you could just, and we'll give that one another plug, where you could lose hours and days just watching fellow film obsessives like us. But this one, every 70s movie, has just become, it's become a particular obsession for me.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Yeah, skip it. Also, visit our terrific new website, GilbertPodcast.com, for the latest news, episodes, synopsis, behind-the-scenes photos, and videos, and other cool stuff. And if you like the show, and you know you do, please rate and review us on iTunes. Can't you see we're starved for affection? For the love of God! Oh, and everything you wanted to know about sex?
That's on there.
Woody Allen?
Yeah. Here's one I want to talk about, actually, and recommend, which I just watched. I just bought at this lovely store in Midtown. It's called A New Leaf. And we talked about it a little bit with Ileana.
Oh, okay.
Ileana Douglas. And if you haven't seen it recently, I know you love Matthau.
Yes.
Matthau plays a rich cad who basically blows through his fortune.
Yes.
And he blows through his inheritance.
And William Redfield.
Correct.
He's his financial advisor.
William Redfield from Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes. And William Redfield also popped up as Felix's brother on an episode of The Odd Couple.
He was Floyd.
Yes.
Floyd Unger, the bubblegum magnet.
Yes, and that's where he takes Felix to work for him, and Felix comes up with bubblegum cards.
Great moments in opera.
Yes. Yes.
I remember the gag. Number 37, Madame Butterfly, Mimi gets tuberculosis. And instead of the gum, there was a little wash and dry in every pack.
So and Floyd says that his company's falling apart. And he says, I can't even get ex-convicts to work.
Wow, that is a reference.
Yeah.
A New Leaf, a lot of people turn up. Jack Weston turns up
in
A New
terrific.
Leaf. And he's a lot of fun as Elaine May's lawyer. In short, it's about this creep, this cad, Walter Matthau, who has to marry into money because he has no other way to live and sustain this lifestyle that he's accustomed to. So he looks for the you know, a loser, a sap of a woman that will take him in, a desperate woman, and he finds Elaine May.
And she's like stupid and mixed up but has loads of money.
Right. Well, she's a botanist.
Yes.
I don't want to give too much away. It's a very, very sweet film. She wrote and directed it. Matthau's. I'm watching the film and I'm thinking he's miscast, but he's great anyway.
Do you know that's the funny thing with Matthau? A lot of times they cast him as a ladies' man,
yeah,
And now he looked like a bulldog, and he was all his body was hunched over slumpy.
Right.
But because Matthau was so great, it worked. It was like they cast him as a tough cop or as a ladies' man.
Oh, yeah.
And it just worked.
Even a bad guy. Even things like a charade and Charlie Varick, which I've talked about on the show.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy. He's an anti-hero. But but in this film, he's not quite a ladies' man. But I'm watching the film and I'm thinking, oh, God, what? I start thinking, what other actor would...
Yeah, like it should have been Michael Caine or somebody like that.
Somebody who plays a rake a little bit better.
Like Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty or Michael Caine, and I would not have thought to cast Walter Matthau in it, but you can't take your eyes off him, after scene.
That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah, it's a terrific film, A New Leaf, if you can find it. I think it was out of print for years, and it came back on DVD. And written and directed by Elaine May, who we've talked about on
this show. Oh, in the movie Fingers.
Oh, Harvey Keitel.
Yes, that's one of those classic 70s.
Yeah, James Toback.
That one works.
That one I have seen. Gilbert is scrolling through a list on this blog.
I'm remembering all these movies.
It's absorbing.
Oh, Flesh Gordon.
Flesh Gordon, right. Right? You're having flashbacks of the old movie theater in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah. Force 10 from Navarro.
Oh, yeah. I think Harrison Ford's in that.
Yes.
A young,
young, pretty much unknown Harrison Ford.
Yeah. And he's only up to the F's, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to reach out to Peter Hansen, who created this wonderful site. Every 70s movie, it's called.
Oh, Freebie and the Bean. Oh, The French Connection,
yeah, Freebie and the Bean's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Freebie and the Bean recently.
Oh, here's a movie. Robert Mitchum, Peter Boyle.
Oh, The Friends of Eddie Coyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also...
saw it.
What's the name of Keats? Stephen Keats.
Yeah, Stephen Keats is in it. Richard Jordan is in it. Do you remember that actor?
Oh, yes.
And also Alex Rocco.
Yes.
And The Friends of Eddie Coyle, which I just saw. Fun movie.
The front with Woody Allen and Zero Mostel.
You're writing these down, Paul?
And Herb Edelman.
Herb Edelman. How could it be bad if Herb Edelman's in? Gilbert found a new toy.
Oh, my God,
this blog.
Yes.
You know what's funny? If you click on them, there are individual reviews and synopses. For all of them. It's just fascinating reading.
And there was
this movie,
The Gang That Couldn't Shoot
With De Niro.
Yeah. And that movie bombed. Totally.
That's the one where Pacino suddenly turned that down to do the...
Yes!
Right, to
do
The Godfather. Right. Good call. Based on a Jimmy Breslin story.
Oh, The Gambler with
Jimmy Conn.
Jimmy Conn.
I just bought that. Have not watched it yet.
And who's that model in that?
Oh, God.
She was that model who had her own talk show for a short time that had TV monitors all around.
Not Susan Blakely.
No. She had a gap tube.
Oh, Lauren Hutton.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I have not seen The Gambler, but that's one of the movies that I scooped up at this place in Midtown, and I've got a stack waiting for me at home of about... is he in The Gambler?
Yeah.
Paul Sorvino? Yeah.
Oh, Get Christy Love.
Get Christy Love. Well, that was a series. That was a TV series. He threw that on there with the late Teresa Graves.
Oh, well, of course, Godfather 1 and 2.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure. He's got everything on this site, and check it out.
And, of course, Godzilla versus the Smog Monster.
It's no Devil's Reign.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my obsession this week.
Yes.
It's not only A New Leaf, but this wonderful blog, Every 70s Movie. And I'll give another shout-out to Joe Dante's terrific Trailers from Hell with our friend Larry Karashevsky's all over that site. Yeah, well worth it. I'm going to go home and see The Devil's Reign.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
We'll make it a date. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.